Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the subject of faith. And we're talking about eliminating enemies against our faith. And this is very important. We know that it is possible that our faith can fail if we don't work our faith, if we don't release our faith, if we're not steadfast in our faith, and if we don't eliminate these enemies. Our faith will produce victory in our life. It'll cause us to overcome. We have the God kind of faith. It is the victory. It's a law that works every time, and we can release it in the Spirit that's going to change everything in the natural. It's going to activate the angels of God, but it is possible that your faith could fail. Remember what Jesus said to Simon. He said, Satan has desired to have you to sift you as wheat. But he said, I prayed for you that thy faith fail not. And God does not want your faith to fail. He wants your faith to be successful. We're eliminating these hindrances against our faith. The first one we talked about was a lack of knowledge of God's Word. You've got to get knowledge of the Word of God to have specific faith. And the Bible says that the people perish for a lack of knowledge, and they go into captivity because they have no knowledge. That's why you've got to get in the Word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. A second area is the lack of confidence in the integrity of God's Word. You've got to believe God's Word. God's Word is the truth. I'll tell you, the promises of God are yea, and in Him, amen. They will absolutely come to pass. Know that no promise has ever failed. The third area is the lack of understanding righteousness. You need to know that you're in right standing with God, that you are right with Him, but not because of your righteous ways. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. It's because of what He's done. We have been made righteous by what Jesus has done through the blood of Jesus Christ. And because of the fact that you're righteous, you have rights and privileges. And these are because you're right standing with Him. These rights and privileges are going to be manifest from faith to faith. You have a right standing with God, and you also have a right fellowship with Him. And it's important that you stay in right fellowship with Him and walk by faith to bring the promises into being. A fourth area is sense evidence over the Word. Don't believe anything contrary to the Word. Don't believe the senses over the Word, or else you will let the promise of God go, and you will stop your faith from producing in your life. Abraham did not consider his physical body or the circumstances. He only considered the Word of God, the promise, and he believed that. A fifth area is the area of reasoning. Don't be one who reasons about whether the Word's true or whether this will happen or that according to circumstances. You believe God's Word, and you act upon the Word, regardless of what you see, what goes on in your mind. You can't let the devil work in your mind to get you to reason. Otherwise, you'll reason yourself right out of the will of God. The next area is the area of unbelief. If you have unbelief, God cannot do mighty works. He could do no mighty work in Nazareth because of their unbelief. They couldn't cast out the demons because of their unbelief. They couldn't enter into the promised land because of their unbelief. And you need to take heed so there's no evil heart of unbelief in you. A seventh area is the area of discouragement we talked about. The Bible says, fear not, neither be discouraged. In fact, God has commanded us to not be discouraged by commanding us to have courage. He said, be strong and of a good courage. Only be strong and very courageous. And He says, I've commanded you, be strong and of a good courage. Now, how are you going to maintain courage and be strong and not fall into discouragement? It's because you keep the Word in your mouth. You keep confessing the Word. You keep meditating on it, keep thinking on it, abiding on it, and you keep doing it consistently, and then you'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. Another area that we talked about is the area of doubt. Don't let yourself fall into doubt. Doubt means that you are wavering from the Word of God. Peter, he was walking on the water to go to Jesus, and then he saw the wind boisterous, and he started to be of two minds, and he doubted. Jesus said, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? That means to stand in two ways. He was double-minded, standing in two ways. One minute he had his eyes on Jesus, next minute he was looking at the wind boisterous, and it brought fear to him, and he began to sink. And that's what's going to happen to you in your spiritual life. You know, if you start looking at what the enemy's doing, it's going to cause your faith to start sinking, and you're not going to see the promise. And he said, oh, you have little faith. He said, you got little faith because you have let this doubt get a hold of you. Do not doubt. Mark 11:23, you're to say unto that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things which you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say. Do not doubt about the promises of God. We're going to go on from there today. Number the 11th one, an enemy is fear. Fear, of course, is the opposite of faith. In fact, it's going to draw problems to you. That's what happened with Job. The thing that he greatly feared came upon him, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. His fear actually drew his problem because it's a spiritual force. God's not giving you a spirit of fear. He's giving you a spirit of faith. You need to resist fear. Fear is an enemy. In fact, in Mark chapter 5, there was the ruler of the synagogue's house, and he had come to the master and said the fact that if you just come and pray for her, lay your hands on her, that she'd be healed. Well, Jesus started to go towards this ruler's house. Well, someone from the ruler of the synagogue's house showed up along the way and said, thy daughter is dead. He gave a natural realm fact. Why troublest thou the master any further? Otherwise, give up, quit. The daughter's dead, spoke a natural status, a natural circumstance, and he says, don't trouble him anymore. You can tell that was the devil working through him. But you know what? If the enemy comes at you with that, God's going to be there to speak his word to you if you'll listen to that still, small voice. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Otherwise, don't let that fear get in you and cause you to give up. Only believe. And he believed, and you know what happened? He saw his daughter raised from the dead. All things are possible to him that believeth. You need to be a believer. How strong is your faith? As we've been going through these messages, you should be eliminating these enemies, and your faith should be growing and getting strong if you're acting upon this word. Praise God. Over in Mark chapter 4, verse 40, the disciples, Jesus said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? If you're not operating your faith, you'll be in fear in a minute's time, because you can't be in both at the same time. If you're in faith, you won't have fear. But if you're not in faith, I guarantee you, fear will be overtaking you through circumstances and situations that are coming against you. Well, they feared exceedingly, and they didn't have the faith of the Lord Jesus. But praise God, we have faith now. In fact, at one point he said to the disciples, where is your faith? Well, I'll tell you, God wants you to realize you have faith, and he's saying to you, where's your faith? You've got it. Are you applying it? Are you putting it into operation? Are you speaking to the mountain? Are you praying a prayer of faith and taking hold of all the promises of God? Or are you just abiding in fear and letting the devil run over you? These are enemies against your faith. Another enemy is unforgiveness. You know, the Bible says that in Mark 11:23, we use our faith to speak to the mountain to move it. Verse 24, we pray a prayer of faith to believe we receive, to see the promise come to pass. But then verse 25 says, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven. Unforgiveness causes you to be out of fellowship with the Lord, and it will stop your faith from working. In fact, your Father won't even forgive you of your trespasses. Unforgiveness needs to be eliminated. And when you forgive, remember, it's got to be from the heart. In Matthew 18, they just can't give a bunch of lip service and go through the motions. It's got to be true forgiveness. The Bible talks about the guy who was turned over to the tormentors because he wouldn't forgive the debt of his servant. And here it said, the Heavenly Father will do the same to us, turn us over to the tormentors, if we from our hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. So you must forgive. Another thing that goes right along with this is getting into strife. If you get into strife, you get into arguments, you get into envying or divisions with people, you aren't going to see your faith work whatsoever. You can't go pray a prayer of faith 1 minute and then go get in strife with your husband or your wife or somebody at work, and you think that your faith's going to work. You're kidding yourself. 1 Corinthians 3:3 says, for you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying, strife, divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? We're not supposed to be walking as carnal. We're supposed to be walking as spiritual men and women of God, praise God. You know, under the works of the flesh. One of them listed in Galatians chapter 5, verse 20 is strife. If you walk in the Spirit, you won't walk in the flesh. If you walk in the Spirit, it'll be because you're walking by faith, speaking the Word. But if you're not, you'll be walking in the flesh, and one of those includes strife and getting into disagreement and disharmony with individuals. The Bible says in Philippians 2, 3, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. In James 3, it says, if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends from above. It's earthly, sensual, and devilish. And where envy and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. You're giving place to the devil. You think your faith is going to work when you're abiding in strife? If you have strife and you have problems in relationships, you need to repent. You need to confess that as sin. You need to turn away from that and deal with yourself so you walk in the love of God. Because the Bible says that faith worketh by love. If you're not operating in love, your faith is not going to work. It's not going to function in your life. Very important that you deal with these areas. Praise God. Another area is the area of wavering. If you waver, you are not going to see the promises of God come to pass in your life. Some people think, boy, that just seems so hard to not waver. You won't waver when you know the promise of God, when you believe His Word. When you have faith, you don't doubt whatsoever. In James chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He doesn't hold anything back, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Otherwise, any time you pray, it better be in faith. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive, or that word is lambano, meaning to take hold. Let not that man think that he shall take hold anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you waver, your faith won't work. You don't have to have any wavering if you know what the Word says. And what's that show? If you're wavering, it shows you're double-minded. Get yourself in the Word and get single-minded on the Word and start acting in faith, and then you're going to be able to receive from the Lord. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. When we confess God's Word, you do it without wavering. No wavering. Eliminate these enemies, stay in faith, and watch your faith work for you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus' Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.